Letter 28 to Mrs. Antonetta Savaroni, widow from Presenza. Fiat in voluntate die. My good daughter in the divine will, thank you for everything, both the requests and the holy masses. Assure everybody of my poor prayers. But to the ladies who ask for graces, I say that the most powerful means to obtain them is to do the divine will, to put their wills into the hands of the Queen, so that she may exchange them with the divine, and also to give her the first place as Queen and Mother of their families. Oh, how the heavenly lady will feel enraptured as the first miracle. She will give them her own son as gift. She will enclose him in their hearts that they may live together. And she herself will stay to take care of her dear son. And to us, her children, she will give peace and put order between creator and creature. Once she has done this, the rest will come by itself, always provided that it is for the good of their souls. But I recommend perfect resignation. This is the shortest and safest way, because with it we hold a divine power in our hands. And we are not the ones who ask and pray, but the fiat itself asks and prays with us. How I would love for everyone to understand this great secret, that if we want it, we must let the divine will reign in us. How many graces not obtained? How many obstructed sanctities? How many unhappy people and with no peace, because the primary food of the fiat is missing. The life of Jesus is missing within us. Here is all the trouble. My blessed daughter, let us remain united in the divine will. Let us allow it to reign, and we will receive the most beautiful surprises. Pray for me. Leaving you in the divine will, I say, most affectionately yours, the little daughter of the divine will.
Thank you. The life of Jesus is missing within us, and our Lord Jesus belongs to God, and we belong to Jesus. So in our Lord Jesus, we are all together, right? So in what is missing in us is the life of God, the life of the divine will. I mentioned that in the first writing that we read today, that without this divine will operating in us, we are imperfect. We are imperfect. We cannot reach that call to perfection that our Lord Jesus calls us in Matthew chapter 5, 48. Be perfect as your heavenly Father is perfect. Why? Luisa Picaretta tells us, because is I will just change here, and I will say that the life of God is missing in us, as it was intended since the beginning for all of us to be operating in us. And you know, Luisa Picaretta is talking about the Blessed Virgin Mary, and making the Blessed Virgin Mary the mother of and queen of our families. And this is very important to keep in mind, is what the Blessed Mother is constantly, constantly asking in different revelations, different apparitions, that the rosary be prayed. We have to pray the rosary, and also that we may give ourselves to the Lord And it comes to mind that beautiful prayer that is in the writings of Luisa, the Blessed Virgin Mary. Simple prayers like, Mary, my mother, I love you. Love me too. Give me a sip of the will of God for my soul. Give me your blessing too. Right? That I may do all my actions under your maternal gaze. So these simple prayers, you pray them with your children, with your family, with your grandchildren. These are great way also to start teaching this way of asking for the divine will to operate in us. And especially with the children, because children, they learned all these prayers as we did probably when we were children and we didn't know what they exactly meant. But they serve as the basis, the foundations for us to now study our faith and to understand even these writings. It's just like when you go to school and you go to kindergarten and you need to learn 1, 2, 3 in order to do more complicated equations later on in college. But without these foundations, you will not be able to do those. Right? So it's the same. At that moment, you don't need to know so much. You just need to know the basics. So these little prayers that we find in different writings, they help us and they help the children to just to learn and to instill in them the faith and this love for the Blessed Virgin Mary, so that really enthroning the Blessed Virgin Mary as the queen of our families, that's so important. Remember, why is the evil one trying to take all this away from the families? Because if you resemble the way the spiritual life of the Blessed Virgin Mary, her Immaculate Heart is already triumphed. With every single act that we do united with His will, there is a triumph for the heart of the Blessed Virgin Mary. And to see that other souls are operating in the same way as the Blessed Virgin Mary, that's basically crushing the head of the evil one, of the enemy. And this is the way the Blessed Mother is going to crush the head, by restoring this gift also in her children. So remember, in the time of our Lord Jesus, the people, they thought that since he was the king and he declared himself to be the Messiah, they thought that it was going to be revolution, and he was going to be a powerful king in the worldly way. So it's the same with the Blessed Mother. It's not going to be, it is the interior life of the soul. That once we enthrone that divine will operating in us, then this is the shortest way that Luisa Picaretta says. The shortest and the safe way. In the Book of Heaven, the Lord mentions this, and he says that this is the royal way. There are different sanctities, different ways to arrive. You know, we have the Franciscan spirituality, the Ignatian spirituality, the Carmelite spirituality. All different. The Dominican spirituality, all different ways. Saint Teresa of Lisieux with her little way. The Lord mentions in the Book of Heaven is this is the royal way. Luisa Picaretta says this is the shortest way. And she says this is a secret. To ask the divine will to operate in you. She wants us to know that this is the secret to arrive basically again to the possession, because everything is for the possession of the divine will operating in us. Not only to read these books, but to put them in practice. And this is the way we advance in that way of perfection in which we are all called to walk in. And you know, remember that the way of perfection is also is a road that we have to travel to. And the way of perfection, as the church says, passes by the way of the cross. And that's the Catechism, 2015, numeral 2015, is that way of perfection passes by the way of the cross. So our Lord is calling us to perfection. And the church says, and this way of perfection implies that we may travel the road of the cross. And when Luisa Picarreta mentions in her letters, she says, don't worry. You give yourself to the divine will and you be in perfect resignation. This is the shortest way. How I love for everyone to understand this great secret that if we want it, we must let the divine will reign in us. And then she laments how many graces not obtained, how many obstructed sanctities, how many unhappy people, and with no peace, because the primary food of the fiat is missing. The life of Jesus is missing within us. How? Here is all the trouble. So this is the element that is missing. That even though we are being baptized, and we are being restored into that friendship, and that gift is being restored in each one of us in our baptism. That's why baptism is so important, because it's there, in there we receive this gift and the restoration. But we have to fertilize this gift through the knowledge. And then once we do that, that will cause us to love it and to arrive to the possession of this gift. So the essential element is missing in us. This device of the divine will operating in us that we lost is missing. That's why we experience all of this. So maybe we can finish with this today. We can pray to the Blessed Virgin Mary in the name of the Father and of the Son and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Mary, my mother, I love you. Love me too. Give me a sip of the will of God for my soul, and give me your blessing too, that I may do all my actions under your maternal care. Amen. Ever most Holy Trinity, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, I love you profoundly. I love you intensely. Thank you perpetually in the hearts of all and on behalf of all. Come, O divine will. And may the Lord bless us, protect us from all evil, and bring us to everlasting life. Amen.